The little town of Bethlehem is slightly more peaceful this Christmas. Yesterday, Israeli troops withdrew from the center of the Palestinian city to the outskirts. On Sunday, Israel lifted a curfew imposed in November. Israel had sent the troops in after a suicide bomber from the Bethlehem area blew up a crowded bus in Jerusalem. Israeli authorities said they relaxed the curfew to allow Christians to celebrate Christmas. Palestinians held a Christmas service in Bethlehem's Church of the Nativity today, but Israeli authorities did not permit Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to attend. Two commentaries this morning on Christmas in Bethlehem and Jerusalem. First, Palestinian Nadir Rahil says any solution to the region's problems seems further away than ever.
At a time of years when Christians around the world celebrate the birth of Christ, we here in Bethlehem can only pray for peace. I am a Christian Palestinian. I live with my wife and two small children less than a mile from the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, the place where Christians believe Christ was born. But this is not a Christmas of celebration for my family. In years past, the streets of Bethlehem were full of children in street pageants, neighbors going from home to home, sharing holiday cheer. The Church of the Nativity holds my family's records, births, deaths, marriages, dating back six generations. Many people don't realize that there was a Christian-Palestinian community thriving for generations in Bethlehem, but there are fewer and fewer of us left. Most have emigrated, including my sister, who now lives in Pennsylvania. Like many other Palestinians, my sister had grown weary of the oppression. Last spring, we were under house arrest for 39 straight days. Curfews are imposed even in this holy Advent season. We feel angry, we feel abandoned, and we wait for people around the world to raise their voices on behalf of this sacred place. We're still waiting for freedom from the occupation. We Palestinians who have stayed cannot tell our children that tomorrow will be better than yesterday. We cannot promise them a future. We can only tell our children to pray for peace. And we are praying for peace, a peaceful place for Israeli and Palestinian children, including Leah and Lynn, my two daughters. Lynn, the four-year-old, is still afraid. She remembers 6 months ago when a window broke from the impact of an Israeli missile. What do I want for Christmas? I want the occupation to end. I want my family to worship in peace, not fear.
The comments of Nadir Rahil, who works for World Vision, a Christian humanitarian organization, in Bethlehem. Commentator David Ehrlich, an Israeli who works and lives in downtown Jerusalem, describes life there this season.
It's been a very difficult year for us in Jerusalem. After dozens of terror attacks in our city, we've come to know death and injury intimately. People have literally changed their paths. Some won't take the buses anymore. Many won't go into town. The city center has known more suicide attacks than any other place in Israel. Little wonder that it's far from being an attractive drag these days. There's the sense that anything could happen any moment. It often looks and feels like a war zone. I can tell you first person. My bookstore cafe, Tmol Shilshom, situated in the heart of the downtown area, has been suffering greatly. Tourists, once a major source of business, are so rare that I feel like hugging any I see. Even Israelis from out of town are avoiding the area. The frequent terrorism alerts aired by the police keep people at a safe distance. A lot of shop owners have closed down their businesses, leaving empty, sad spots behind. There are scars of bombs, remnants of the attacks we've suffered, and scars of dead businesses, as obvious as missing eyes. Walking in and out of work every day, I see those places and feel lucky that I'm still here, still alive, still in business. But the biggest change that I want to tell you about is a change of heart. Everybody walks around with a certain heaviness, often despair. It's like having gone out of one movie theater into another mid-show. The drama or comedy changed into tragedy. Where is hope? You keep asking yourself. Is there a way back to the other movie? Those of us, like myself, who believed in the peace process are particularly disillusioned. A friend told me today that it would take a generation till Palestinians and Jews would learn to trust each other again. And I wondered, would it take a generation till we reach peace? The truth is that we've all learned to live with the situation, as one learns to live with a chronic disease. We don't feel too scared when we hear of yet another bomb. We are resigned to it. What other choice do we have? Some of us avoid the news altogether. My TV broke a month ago, and I still haven't bothered to fix it. I know just too well what images I'll see on the news, and I'd rather read a book. Believe me, I've watched enough bad news for a lifetime.
The comments of David Ehrlich, a writer and owner of a bookstore cafe in Jerusalem.